NPR News in Washington. I'm Craig Windham. China is urging both North and South Korea to show calm and restraint and to enter talks aimed at easing tensions. But unlike the U.S. and other nations in the region, China is not condemning North Korea for shelling a South Korean island. At least four people were killed there. President Obama says the U.S. is sending an aircraft carrier and other naval vessels to take part in joint military exercises with South Korea this weekend.
South Korea is our ally. It has been since the Korean War, and we strongly affirm our commitment to defend South Korea as part of that alliance.
Mr. Obama, in an interview on ABC, says the U.S. will stand shoulder to shoulder with South Korea. The Commerce Department says consumer spending was up 0.4% last month. It's the fourth straight monthly increase. David Weiss, chief economist with Standard & Poor's, says the uptick in spending, albeit modest, is a positive sign.
We're seeing the consumer coming back to life. A little more confidence that layoffs are not the threat that they were a year ago. All of that suggests we'll see more Christmas buying.
And Wee says the holiday shopping season is crucial for retailers. The modest growth in spending is in sync with forecasts calling for steady but slow economic growth over the next year. The head of the Transportation Security Administration, John Pistole, says airports are braced to deal with any delays caused by a planned boycott of new full-body scanning devices today. Pistole says the images from those scanners are private and not retained.
The images are not stored. They're not capable of being stored or transmitted. And obviously no cell phone cameras or anything are allowed in those security rooms.
Pistole was on CBS's The Early Show. People traveling by car over the holidays will face some challenging weather conditions in some areas. Gary Ellenbolt with South Dakota Public Broadcasting reports a major storm system that has left a path of snow in the Pacific Northwest and Rockies is now sweeping across the Plain States.
Meteorologist Brian Tiemeyer in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, says a strong cold front is moving across the Great Plains.
Behind that front, it's much, much colder and very, very strong winds out of the northwest. Could see brief bouts of snow with that front. The very strong winds will drive temperatures down into the single digits, if not below zero. Also drive wind chills well below zero as well.
Weather officials say temperatures may not climb above zero in some parts of the region, with wind chill readings as low as 40 below zero by early Thanksgiving morning. For NPR News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt in Vermilion, South Dakota.
The sound of monks in Cambodia's capital chanting for victims of a stampede on a suspension bridge that killed more than 380 people. Investigators say they believe those on the bridge panicked because many of them were from rural areas and were not aware that it's normal for suspension bridges to sway. Wall Street at this hour, stocks are holding on to gains, the Dow up 110 points, the Nasdaq is up 33. This is NPR News. The number of Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits has fallen sharply, down more than 7% last week, to a seasonally adjusted level of 407,000. That's the lowest level in more than 2 years, but still much higher than analysts say would be needed if employers were boosting hiring significantly. A jailed American student has been back in court in Italy today after being convicted a year ago of murdering her roommate. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports the woman appeared less confident today.
23-year-old Amanda Knox was escorted into the same courtroom where she was convicted of sexually assaulting and murdering Meredith Kircher. She was sentenced to 26 years in jail while her co-defendant and ex-boyfriend Raffaele Sollecito was given 25 years. Defense lawyer Luciano Girga told reporters that Knox has been severely tested by her 3 years in jail. The defense is seeking a full review of the evidence and wants to introduce new witnesses. The prosecution has also appealed because the first trial ruling fell short of its demand for life in prison. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Perugia.
In New Zealand, another explosion in a coal mine where 29 men have been trapped since last week has ended all hope that they might be found alive. New Zealand Prime Minister John Key says there's no way anyone could have survived the second blast.
We're a tough and resilient little country. We care deeply about our fellow countrymen and women. We are a series of communities knitted together by a set of values and principles that have guided us through together, through good times and bad.
Key says the company is in mourning over the 29 miners, both blasts believed to have been caused by explosive toxic gases that had built up in the mine. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.